sir.
Charles Malone?
Yes, sir.
President.
I wanted to tell you that I was about to name our old friend from Roanoke, Virginia, Secretary of Treasury.
You couldn't find a better man.
Old Joe Fowler.
Yeah, you might get a good one.
Well, he's here in the office and wants to say hi to you because he says you've got to carry the load for him. And he just wants to say hi to you. Now, you may have some business with him. So.
Well, I just hope you let him run the job the way you'd like to run it.
He will.
Because he's very much in people's interest to know that.
Here he is.
Senator?
My friend, I'm so happy to find out that your name's coming down here. I'm just tickled pink.
Well, you're wonderful.
Your name might come in here.
Well, it was a complete surprise to me, as you can imagine. But I look forward to working with you again. That'll be one of the more pleasant parts of this job.
I just got through telling your boss man down there that I hope he'll let you run the job just the way you'd like to run it, because I know that you've got a heart that beats for the people.
Well, thanks, Russell, so much, and you give me great comfort by
give Trudy
by
my
your
love
work.
Here.
Well, she'll need it. Okay.
Hold on.
Hold on just a second.
I'm going to announce it to press in a little bit, and I wish you and talk to Mike and Harry Bird and them. I'm talking. Y'all say some nice things about it, so we'll get it off. I want to get. He got to go. Wants to go to London Tuesday, and Dylan's got to leave, and I don't want DeGaulle to find me without a Secretary of Treasury. You done confirmed him once, and the FBI's good on him, and try to make them get that committee in there and get him acted on.
Yes, well, Mike has already talked to Harry Bird, and I'm waiting for Mike to say a few words. The name is down at the desk, and I'm waiting for Mike to say a few words about it and to send for me so I can say something about
it. God bless you.
Thank you so much.